This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Their host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day. I know your days are busy, and I'm grateful. And more important than that, God is grateful. And He is pleased that you've taken the time to soak in the Word of God here today and get the Word in you here. Maybe you're on your way to work this morning and you're taking the time to hear a word from God today. Maybe you're on your lunch break and you're running out. Same thing, though. You've tuned in today because you want to hear a word from God today. That's why I've called this WGOD Radio. I know where God speaks. I know the secret, and I share it with you. And that is, we focus on His Word, and that's where God's broadcasting. We are doing that here today, as we always do on this program. We're going to hear what God's got to say today through the book of Galatians, chapter 2. We're looking here in this sermon that just started the other day. We're looking at false brethren, as Paul called them. Think about it. It's not false lions. It's not false devils. It's not false wolves. It's false brethren. Like, you know, when someone walks into a church and says, hello, what do they say? Hello, brother. Brother, that's a term of endearment. Brother. Someone you know. Someone you trust. Now, Paul is teaching that false brothers, they sneak in unaware and spy. They come in by stealth and spy out the liberty you have in Christ. Meaning the people aren't happy the way that you're free in Christ, and they try to add something to salvation and try to add something to your relationship with God. Usually it's works. There at that church in that time, it was circumcision. You had to become a Jew first or a Jew again. Then you could be right with God. It's funny. People do that very thing today. That's where we're at in this timely book, right out of today's church newspaper, is the book of Galatians. So onward and upward, you're invited to our prayer meeting tonight. That'll be at 6 o'clock, Island Community Church. We have a prayer meeting now Wednesday night. Bring your prayer requests with you. We're going to spread them out before the Lord here tonight, 6 to 7. Love to see you. Sunday morning, we're still in Galatians. We will be in chapter 3. Paul says, oh, you foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you? Okay, here's the next part of this message. I am crucified with Christ. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite right along with them. Even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? Now, my old Bible, study Bible, I gave it to Darren. Right there in verse 12, he probably has PPP written in the margin, which I wrote in there a couple years ago. PPP means pulled pork platter. Pulled pork platter. That's what he was eating. See, the great revelation Peter received when the sheet came down is there was a change in dietary laws. And it's telling you right here. Before certain men came from James, he was eating. He's telling you what the problem is. The problem is over food. There's been a change in the dietary laws. But when the Jews showed up, he raced out of his seat, separated himself from his Gentile friends, and started eating matzo balls instead. And probably starting to go to church on Saturday again. Just like the old days, like he used to. This kind of stuff still happens today, where people go to church on Saturday and don't eat pork. Because they fell for this. There's been a change in the dietary law. I just want you to see that. You are free in Jesus Christ to eat whatever you want, as long as it's prayed over. Right? Paul said, we looked at it in Romans, I am convinced that there is nothing unclean of itself. Now, this, in turn, forced Paul to confront Peter with the truth of the gospel, where we get one of the greatest teachings ever on salvation. Verse 15 starts with the words, we. Now, he's talking to Peter. That's what he means by we. We Jews by nature. He's still talking to Peter. Now, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. No Jew, no Muslim, no child is justified without Jesus Christ. King James says, faith in Christ. They're both right. Verse 16, knowing a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. The King James is actually more accurate than the others. You see, your faith is a gift from God. It's not your own. Your faith has been given to you by God as a gift. That makes you what's different than Osama bin Laden. You've been given the gift of faith, and he hasn't. And he is in hell, fire, and your name is written in the book of life. Because God made a distinction with you, and he was good to you. And he gave you the gift of faith. That ought to make you praise his name. Day in and day out. I mean, doesn't that excite you? There is no good work that you can do to ever enter into heaven. And yes, I did say child. Let me ask the associate pastor, how does a child get into heaven? Huh? If he's one of the elect, chosen by God before the foundations of the world, is how a child gets into heaven. He's got to be chosen just like everyone else. No child is going to spit in Jesus' eye and say, where's Muhammad at? No child. You've got to be elect in order for you to get into heaven, no matter how old you are, whether if not you're one day or 100 years. If you're not elect, chosen by God for the foundations of the world, you can't get in. No flesh is justified without the blood of Jesus Christ, no matter how young you are. No matter how young you are. No matter where you come from, what darkest side of the planet you come from. It's the blood that justifies you, nothing else. Nothing else can wash away your sins other than the blood. A man is not justified by the works of the law. You know, I hear it all the time. There are many ways to get into heaven. Haven't you heard that? It's on TV. Christianity's not the only way. Or how arrogant is that, I hear sometimes. Remember what I proved you last week, who authored this book? The Holy Spirit. This is not Paul's opinion. This is the true word of God, from the mouth of God, from the mind of God. Knowing a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, or faith of Jesus Christ. They're both right. You got to have faith to believe, and your faith is not your own. It's been given to you as a gift. All right, justify. What does justify mean before we move on? Many of you heard, this is why I love this gavel and this gavel here. It's a prop, but it's a good prop. It stands for your position before God. When you read in the word justify, it's a Greek word. What would be the equivalent? It'd be like the equivalent in English of reading you've been acquitted. You know what the word means. Justified is the same thing. I came up with a simple definition. To be justified meant that the presiding judge, that's who? God, would declare the offender, who's that? You! Jane, you're the offender. Bill, Paul Esposito, Darren, to be justified meant that the presiding judge would declare the offender not guilty. That's what it means to be justified. There's only one way for you to be justified. There's only one way to gain access to God and receive eternal life. Here's my proof. I'll give you five texts that prove it. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I call Jane guilty, but Jane, you stand on the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not guilty anymore. You've been redeemed. That's what makes you shout when you walk in and out of here every week. That's what makes you put everyone else in a good mood. Jane's happy she's saved and shares it wherever she goes, as a lot of other people. John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Hallelujah. That's right. There's no other name. Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:16-18.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.